8:17:22. Here's a question. Who controls the military? And is the military in control? I get to see it. I'm a first-hand witness, completely blown away every day by the explosion of this platform. But the glory does not belong to Stu Peters.
That's right.
This is God's platform, and all glory be to God Almighty. Yes, we are in a critical battle to fight and combat the capture of every U.S. institution. Why is Tony Fauci still running around free instead of hanging by the end of a news?
All right. Take your seats, please. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable, August 17th, 2022. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. A couple weeks ago, the U.S. Episcopalian Church sued the government of Florida. And this lawsuit isn't about lockdowns. It's not about religious education. It's not about what kind of benefits the church is required to provide its employees. No, the Episcopalian Church is suing the state of Florida because that state has banned abortions after 15 weeks. Not allowing people to get late-term abortions, the Episcopal Church says, is a violation of their religious liberty. According to the Episcopalians, partial birth abortion, murder, is a sacrament. It's a sacred rite that they absolutely cannot do without. Now, this isn't or shouldn't be a huge shock. The Episcopal Church has followed woke leftism as its real ideology for a long time. And a religion that was literally founded because an English king wanted to get a divorce might have been doomed from the beginning. But still, as recently as a few decades ago, they were clearly a Christian religion. Now they're an abomination out of Invasion of the Body Snatchers. It's a woke cult dressed up like a church. That's just a single example based on a recent news story. But basically, every institution in American life is either under siege or has already been captured or been gutted or completely destroyed. Our universities churn out critical race theory. NASCAR lectures fans about BLM and trans rights. Random organizations like the Audubon Society are now completely obsessed with racism over everything else. The FBI investigates parents who don't want schools teaching anti-white poison. I could go on for days. But the crown jewel of the left's destruction of American institutions is the assault on our nation's military. The U.S. military has one of the proudest histories of any organizations to ever exist. For the first 199 years of its existence, the U.S. military never lost a single war. It trained some of the world's best soldiers, led by some of the greatest commanders in history. Its strength was built on a bedrock of Christian, European, and martial virtues. Just as much as America's churches, the American military was always an implicitly conservative organization, which promoted traditionally conservative virtues and helped spread them throughout American life. For decades, in fact, the resilience of the military made American patriots carefree about what was happening anywhere else in the world. At least we have the military on our side, so they can't take this too far. That's what a lot of conservatives have said over the years. But you know what? That's not true anymore. The United States military has been captured. It's being held hostage by a radical ideology, and it's moving quickly to purge every last trace of the old military. This new military will be focused solely on woke politics. It will exist to elevate the most deranged and the most mentally ill. It'll trot out transgender soldiers and force everyone to pretend that this is normal. This military won't be any good at winning wars, of course, but it will absolutely have enough weapons to crush domestic enemies of the regime, which will be the real point of this new military. Until the middle of last year, Matthew Lohmeyer was an officer in the newly created U.S. Space Force, but then he was fired as part of the Biden regime's ongoing purge of the armed forces. Lieutenant Colonel Lohmeyer wrote a book where he warned that Marxist ideologies were infiltrating every single level of the United States Armed Forces. And then he went onto a podcast to say as much. In response, the military fired him. And then the Department of the Air Force's Inspector General placed him under investigation. But within a matter of days, Lohmeyer was proven completely correct. In June of 2021, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General Mark Milley, testified before Congress that it was important for him to read critical race theory, which is based in Marxism, so that he could, quote, understand white rage. Then last fall, Chairman Biden announced his vaccine mandate for the entire armed forces. The primary purpose of this mandate, of course, wasn't actually protecting soldiers from COVID, since they were basically at zero risk. No, the real purpose was purging out of the military everyone who refused to get it, in order to create a new military that would be more politically compliant if they ever had to use it against Americans. We want to be explicitly clear. This is a military that is capable, but most importantly, willing to fire on Americans. And I'm not being hyperbolic. That military is imminent in our future. If you want to check it out, Lieutenant Colonel Lohmeyer's book is titled Irresistible Revolution, Marxism's Goal of Conquest and the Unmaking of the American Military. We sat down with Lieutenant Colonel Lohmeyer for about 45 minutes earlier today to discuss this Marxist takeover, as well as the theory of flat Earth. You know, he's a Space Force guy. Here's part of what he said.
I think it's important that you pointed out you're not being hyperbolic. I don't think you're exaggerating one bit, although I think it does take some time for people to recognize that the situation is, in fact, as dire as you've painted it. But I wrote the book just over a year ago, the book that you just mentioned, Irresistible Revolution, warning about this path that we're on. And exactly what you have pointed out is what I tried to explain in as nonpartisan of terms as I possibly could, being in uniform at the time. And nevertheless, within a week of being on that podcast that you mentioned, I was fired for, get this, alleged political partisanship. I didn't attack the Democrat Party. I didn't attack Republicans. I didn't endorse a particular candidate of a particular party. I exposed Marxist ideology infiltrating our military. And it was for that that I was labeled a politically partisan hack. And our command structure said it had lost its trust and confidence in my ability to lead. And this is the thing we fought the Cold War over, was the containment of communism and the spread of Marxist ideology. So in 2019, in our Air Force alone, the Chief of Staff of the Air Force, General Dave Goldfein, announced publicly that our pilot shortage had reached crisis levels. We were 1,650 pilots short as of 2019. That's before there was COVID. That was before a vaccine mandate. Right now, we've got over 700 pilots on the chopping block because of the COVID shot mandate, further exacerbating our pilot shortage, our fighter readiness issues that we've already had for a number of years. I mean, we spend hundreds of millions of dollars incentivizing our pilots to stick around every year. We'll pay one pilot $300,000 if they're willing to sign on the dotted line and say that they'll stick around until 20 years because they're all leaving too quickly. We've already had retention issues. But now that we've got over 700 pilots on the chopping block, you know, if none of the other problems that we're facing in this country that are causing such a dangerous circumstance in the United States existed, a border crisis, a concern over the indoctrination of our children to the public education system, the increased gas prices and our lack of energy independence and the drug trade, and the list goes on and on. If none of those other problems existed, and the only problem that we faced was the indoctrination of our military, and currently having over 200,000 service members across all career fields on the chopping block over a COVID shot mandate, we'd be in terrible jeopardy this very hour for that one problem alone. I mean, we're purging a tremendous number of patriots. Most of them happen to be Christian, by the way. I don't think that's by chance. There's probably, I don't know what the percentage is, probably between 2-3% of our armed forces, active duty, reserve guard, who are currently either grounded or out of an active duty status because of their decision to not take the shot. Many of them have filed religious accommodation requests. Most of those have been denied. And so there's been, you know, litigation has been piling up.
Lieutenant Colonel Teresa Long has been on the program multiple times. She exposed the DMED data that has been covered up intentionally by the DOJ. So why are they doing this, Lieutenant Colonel?
Well, you know, I'm going to go back there. It's almost as if Austin and Milley and some of these appointees of the, some of them were in place before the Biden administration came into power, but it's almost as if some of these people have been placed where they are to pursue a certain agenda.
Okay, I mean, by whom? That's what I would like to know. Do you think that there's outside influence from foreign adversaries?
Well, I do, but you know, some of our own elected officials and non-elected bureaucrats, that these extremely wealthy elite pursue the same agenda that our foreign adversaries would pursue. I mean, Xi Jinping in China and the CCP don't have to hope that they can infiltrate the United States government any longer because they've got complicit actors within the United States government. This is not going away. Governments are learning from our response to their policies. We need to be fast learners as well. And I'm encouraged, by the way, I want to add this in. I'm grateful for our service members. Some of them are sticking it out despite not wanting to be in our military anymore. We need good people in our military. I'm encouraged by the number of people that are waking up. I get people sending me notes as of last week saying, hey, I just learned of your book. I just heard your story. I can't believe what's going on in our military, and I'm starting to wake up and see that this is a real problem. Well, they should have woken up a long time ago, but they're still nevertheless starting to wake up even now.
10 years ago, does your father recognize this country? Would your grandfather, if he were here, recognize? Of course not. No. What is this? So we have to address this because there is a significant increase in the trajectory of the stomping of individual liberties and freedoms and the freedom of speech and protest and the right to assemble. And our government seems to be completely fake. We have a corporate government crime syndicate that seems to have no checks and balances, totally out of control, violating the constitutional rights of Americans every single day. The courts are completely gone, it seems, and now our military being under attack like this. So I just want to know, how probable do you, in your opinion, I'm going to ask you to opine on this, how probable is it that we're looking at a future where the military is used to stifle and snuff out the remaining rights of American people and usher in full communism?
The challenge in answering the question, my answer might frustrate you a little bit, Stu, but the challenge in answering the question is that you don't want to, even if I have a negative prognostication, let's say, I'm hoping to also incentivize the American people to take action now, to speak up now, to get involved now, to vote now, despite their loss of trust in the integrity of the election system, and so on and so forth. As I speak around the country, I get asked this question a lot. Yeah, I've got a lot of negative things to say about where things are headed. In fact, that was what the last chapter of my book was about. But when people lose all hope, sometimes they tend to stop fighting. Sometimes they do drastic things before drastic things are required. And so what I would say is this. I think it's possible if we amass enough force, so to speak, not literally. I'm not saying draw out your swords today. But what I'm saying is if you amass enough energy and force, it's possible that we can turn things around for a season, but make no mistake about it. Regardless of midterm political outcomes in this country this fall, there is a global agenda afoot, and it is being pursued regardless of now who is in power. Biden's not running the show.
No, we're very aware of that.
You know, and everyone here is aware of that. There are forces. I mean, it's perhaps said best, frankly, in the New Testament. It's not against flesh that we're wrestling. I mean, there are spiritual impulses at work across the globe right now, and almost without even being an active witting participant in that agenda, the ignorant masses, the useful idiot, so to speak, I mean, in a very spiritual and real sense, people are unwitting participants in this agenda, and even by their complicity, they're willing participants in this agenda. There needs to be more non-compliance. We need more farmers and truckers and citizen activists getting involved. But I'd say, yeah, things are headed in a direction. It's plain to see that our military is not only complicit in the moral decline of our country right now by celebrating values that most Americans have no interest in celebrating, a radical minority with a terrible political agenda, and it's enforcing a kind of compliance that does not sit well with decent people in our military. Those people are being pushed out. the vaccine or shot mandate is pushing people out, Christian people, conservative people, those who have a backbone to stand up. And so what are you left with in the end besides a predominantly compliant, moldable, shapeable, conformant kind of military that's willing to do the bidding of a state? That's a dangerous, dangerous potential that we face.
Your Space Force time brings an interesting question to the table. We've had this discussion a lot recently. Is the Earth flat?
Let me try not to go a roundabout way to cross the street on this one. How much time do we got?
And take all the time we did, that conversation about the Marxist capture of the United States military, as well as Lieutenant Colonel Lohmeyer's theories about flat Earth, lasted for about 45 minutes. Premium users of StuPeters.com will be able to view that interview in its entirety this Saturday. Make sure that you subscribe. Go to the all-new StuPeters.com. More of The Stu Peters Show continues in 60 seconds.
For the first time in a millennia, a famine of biblical proportion is hitting the earth, and it's by design. War has created scarcity. Fertilizer production has been wiped out.
The price of fertilizer is up 128%.
Food processing plants are exploding. Herds of cows are being massacred and buried.
This is a very abnormal event.
The Great Reset demons have created the crisis, but a generation of great resistors following King Jesus have the solution.
HeavensHarvest.com. Get there right now.
Prepare for the worst by trusting the best. HeavensHarvest.com has a delicious plan to conquer starvation. It's real food, high quality, tastes great.
It's actually really good.
Trust Heaven's Harvest today. Order food for the year and a bucket of heirloom seeds. Affordable, available, ready for the fight ahead. HeavensHarvest.com.
Everything that the world has told you is completely upside down, especially when it comes to your health. People avoid chocolate because they think they're going to get fat, or they're going to get acne or oily skin, or it's bad for your health. No. EarthEchoFoods.com. Go to EarthEchoFoods.com right now and enjoy rich, decadent, and creamy chocolate with all of the health benefits that are provided by originating with organic cocoa beans, naturally kissed by the sun. They add turmeric and MCT oil and sea salt and cracked pepper. It is perfect. It's good for your health. Actually reduces inflammation. Makes you feel the best that you've ever felt. Plus, it tastes unbelievably great. EarthEchoFoods.com right now. Go to EarthEchoFoods.com. Kevin Tuttle is a dad and a United States Air Force veteran in Wisconsin. Well, recently, Kevin's daughter came home from school with a pamphlet that Wisconsin law now requires all schools to send to parents of school athletes. This pamphlet is supposed to lay out the risk for young athletes to suffer from sudden cardiac arrest while playing sports. Of course, the pamphlet Kevin's daughter brought home says nothing about vaccines causing myocarditis or bioweapon clot shots, says nothing about all of the jabbed athletes suddenly having heart attacks last year. So the question is, if high school athletes start having heart attacks in droves, are they going to pass it all off as normal? Something that was just always happening? Kevin Tuttle joins us now. Kevin, thank you so much for being here. So obviously we've seen an influx, an increase in professional athletes dropping dead and collapsing on the field of play. The historical average was 5 to 10, no more than 10. And now over 1,000 athletes have either collapsed or dropped dead on the playing field. Are we just supposed to accept this as normal?
I think that's the goal, right? They're normalizing heart attacks in young people and in children now. You know, this pamphlet says to understand, they're having a difference between understanding cardiac arrest versus heart attacks. So they want to, you know, differentiate between the two. Well, that's great. But why is this being sent now when historically, you know, people have had heart attacks before? This was never sent home. So I questioned the athletic director. I said, has this been a form that's been sent previously? Because my daughter just started high school, so I don't know if this is a new form. And he said, no, this is the first year we've had to send that. I said, oh, isn't that interesting? The year after the COVID jabs come out, and then all of a sudden you have to send a form like this. Makes you think, doesn't it? And, you know, I don't know how well he took that or not. But
what was the response from the athletic director?
Just that, no, this is the first year that we've had to send it. You know, he didn't go into anything else.
So after you brought up the bioweapon clot shots, he was just rendered speechless?
I don't know if he's trying to be PC or what, you know, I don't know. I can't speak on his, but you know what? It's not the school's fault. It's this is a Wisconsin interscholastic athletic association that is requiring all schools to send this home.
Well, I would argue that. I would say that the school could be dissident to that. I would say that the school could take a stand and say, no, we're not going to do this. And we're going to warn about the dangers and the deadly effects associated with these vaccines that you're trying to make everyone take.
You know, that was my point, too, is like, why is there no form about the vaccines coming? You know, I think it's actually a good thing to send this home because, you know, if you know, my daughter is playing volleyball and her teammate falls over, it should be good for her to know what to do. You know, we do want to save lives. However, they're not addressing the reason that they're sending these home is because kids are getting vaccinated and or getting jabbed, we should say, with this bioweapon, because this has never occurred in history, right? And if you look at the fact that babies now at 6 months old and older can get this jab, it's atrocious. I just read a study today that said if babies, for every 12 years that passes, the risk of myocarditis falls by a half, which means that two times the risk, so a baby will have two times the risk of myocarditis compared to 12-year-olds. It'll have then 16 times the risk of myocarditis compared to a 48-year-old. So if you're giving this jab to a baby or to a small child, you're basically signing their death warrant.
You know, recently there have been articles pumping out, health articles, health publications, mainstream, write-ups in the Rolling Stone and in the New York Times and in the USA Today. And of course, all these other woke, communist, leftist rags that are normalizing this heart attack thing for young and previously healthy people at the peak of their physical condition. They're trying to blame this sudden explosion in heart attacks and myocarditis on things like too many naps. You're taking too many frequent naps. Too many frequent showers can lead to heart attacks and cardiac arrest. What do you make of all of this, and how are people continuing to buy this?
Other ones that they had, I believe, were how many kids you have can also cause a heart attack, or, dental conditions. So everything causes heart issues except for the vaccine. So that's, again, it's the way to manipulate the masses is to send out, use your media shills to send out articles that are completely false, but to get the eyes away from the left hand so they don't see what the right hand's doing. And, it's atrocious. It's sad. And I cannot believe that people are still falling for these things. I don't know how to wake people up. I try all the time.
I've got an idea. It just came to me. I think that in response to the pamphlet that was sent out warning about cardiac arrest, heart attacks, what to do in response if your teammate, and I think it's a great thing, like you said, because I think we're going to be seeing this a lot more frequently. And so peers and fellow athletes should know exactly what to do in a situation like this, because sadly, we're going to be seeing a whole lot more of this. But in response to that pamphlet, what about if people in school districts all over the country were making a pamphlet of their own in response to that? And there's nothing saying that you can't hand these things out when you're at these school events that warn of myocarditis and the uptick in young athletes collapsing or dropping dead on the field as a result of the only thing that has changed over time, which is the introduction of this bioweapon shot that oligarchs everywhere are trying to force everyone to take. Maybe that would be something to think about.
I think it's a fantastic idea. Yeah.
And I think that you'll probably do it, because if anybody will, it'll be Kevin Tuttle. You've been in the fight since the very beginning. This guy was attacked, by the way, by a lawmaker in Wisconsin for standing up to this kind of tyranny. So your service is greatly appreciated, not only in the military, but also what you're doing now to continue protecting our young people. Kevin Tuttle, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Sue. Thank you.
The boosters are killing millions.
Shut up, vaccine sensitivity.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard. This morning I tested positive for COVID, but I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapon sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning.
Temple. That's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
Dr. Jane, it is a Stu Crew favorite, one of the most popular segments on the show, as a matter of fact. You submit your questions to Dr. Jane Ruby in her Telegram, t.me/drjaneruby, and then she comes here, selects your questions, and answers them. It's like the whole point of the People's Bullhorn. And you know what? That patriot over there at MyPillow, Mike Lindell, he knows that. That's why he powers this whole thing. MyPillow.com/Stu, MyPillow.com/Stu. Go there, use promo code Stu to get huge and deep discounts on literally everything. Dr. Jane Ruby joins us now for the first question, and it is from Live to Tell. Dr. Ruby, we know that the PCR tests for COVID-19 are unreliable. What about the antibody tests? Thanks for all you're doing to educate us.
You're very welcome. The antibody tests are really meaningless. And I want people to understand that because those antibodies are very general. They could be related to other infections you've had in the past. They're not specific to anything related to whatever the COVID flu was. So I wouldn't count on them. Stop focusing on trying to prove that you had something that was a hoax that they're trying to keep you frightened about. So that's my answer to that one, Stu.
It's like these people, these bots that hijack my Telegram channel and run around saying that they've got these fake COVID vaccine documents.
Yes.
Even if you had them, and even if you were legit, and even I'm not getting one. I mean, why am I going to try to fake or prove or actually really prove that I had something that was a scam and a hoax and fake in the first place? It was a chemically engineered bioweapon intentionally released on the global population to push them towards an injection that would spread all over the planet, causing antibody-dependent enhancement and early graves for everyone. It's a depopulation agenda. Don't get involved. Don't give it legitimacy. Don't give it any credence by participating in the PSYOP, the sham, the fake COVID-19.
And stop complying with tyranny. Stop trying to comply with tyranny because they're just going to do it more and more. You're just going to keep it alive.
Next question comes from mom of 12. What? Oh, mom of two. Wow, I was going to say, my goodness. Just curious, I've read hydrogen peroxide kills viruses. I've been using it as a mouthwash daily and dipping a Q-tip in it and rolling it around just inside my nostrils just for prevention. It's worked great for me. I haven't been sick at all. Is what I'm doing safe and a good preventative?
Well, I don't give specific, you know, medical advice to individuals, but I will say this in general. You're better off using what's called 3% food grade hydrogen peroxide, especially when you're thinking about your mucous membranes, like the inner passages of your nasal passages or your mucous membranes in your mouth. So I would recommend that it's very easily available. It's easy to get. You can even find it in the drugstore. You can buy it online. It's 3%. Food grade hydrogen peroxide. There is a difference, Stu, in the topical hydrogen peroxide that people put on cuts, that kind of clean out a cut. So there are two different products. And you have to be careful of what you're using. And the food grade would be safer, 3% food grade.
I've been standing on these railroad tracks for 3 weeks. Do you think this is a good idea? I mean, typically you ask if something is safe before you go and do it, mom of two, but I'm glad that you're getting your question answered despite that. Danny Lindholm says, a number of jabbed people seem to be having stomach problems such as diarrhea. Well, of course they are. They're sick. They're vaccine injured. It's a bioweapon. It's doing what it's designed to do. Anyway, please forgive me if you've covered this before. How is the jab causing these stomach issues? Please and thank you.
Well, remember that the jab contains the mRNA code that forces the body to make billions of spike proteins.
Invented by Dr. Robert Malone.
Of course. And these spike proteins go everywhere in the body. So I'm not surprised. And I want people to know that in my Telegram channel of well over 110,000 people.
Who has no regrets about inventing it, by the way.
I know. I've said it from the beginning. Dr. Jane was right. Sorry. I just want people to understand. I've been getting reports for the last 6 months of these types of GI problems, irritable bowel. We're in young, healthy people that never had it before in large numbers. Diverticulitis, all in the jabbed. So we're just seeing, as you know, the rollout of the manifestation and the sequela from these shots.
And who said that he would love to tell us the whole truth, but he can't because he's fearful that he may lose his license.
He doesn't treat patients, number one. Number two, if anyone believes in anything he's saying now and doesn't see from the beginning, like I said, that he apparently appears to be controlled opposition,
when an entity is holding bribery material over a person who wants to tell the truth, when millions of lives are on the line, we have a constitutional crisis, period.
He just told you that.
I don't give a damn about your license.
You got that out of him. Good for you.
The real question is, does AstraZeneca make any drugs that don't harm the human body?
Stu, do you want to take this one?
I will say that I have never before been an anti-vaxxer. I am now full-fledged anti-vax. I am full-fledged antidepressant. I am full-fledged antipsychotic. I am full-fledged big pharma opposition. I am a dissident to big pharma. I think it's all fake. I think it's all poisonous. I think it is leading to the death and destruction and obesity and depression and early graves for everybody who participates in the scam. All along the way, by the way, Big Pharma and its executives and those who are in Congress and the Senate that are paid off by Big Pharma and do backroom deals with them, they're all getting rich, making billions, perhaps trillions of dollars at our demise. I'm just going to move on. No, AstraZeneca doesn't make anything.
And Stu, I just want to say it saddens me that people would even consider having any faith in any company, any pharmaceutical company, any company in the industry after everything they've done to the human race in the last 2 years.
I don't really understand this question coming from Anne. The swabs, when a pap smear is done, are those swabs safe? Oh, okay. The swabs that they use for a pap smear. I'm going to leave this one to you.
Sure, because we're, and rightfully so, she is suspicious of any testing with these swabs. I've shown pictures on my social media of how these swabs are packaged under supposed sterile conditions. A bunch of, you know, Chinese people around this giant table with this dirty room with dirt and soot on the floor. And these swabs are in a pile, it's stuck to each other, and they're taking them out and inserting them in packages that say sterile, Stu. What a hoax. And she should be concerned about any swab that a medical professional takes out of a package now and uses to insert into any part of your body for testing, like the pap smear, like a throat swab. And of course, don't succumb to any of these tests for flu up your nose.
I have.
We never tested up the nasal pharynx.
Kind of
for that.
Pre-screened this next question, and it's driving me crazy. Everything about this next question is driving me nuts. So I'm not going to get on my soapbox. I'm just going to allow you to answer this question and try not to get irritated. Okay. So Connie, and nothing against you, Connie, but the brainwashing operation that has been carried out by our media has Connie in its full grip right now. I just want to say that. Connie says, my husband is double jabbed. I am not, but I follow Dr. Zelenko's protocol, which is a great protocol, by the way. You can find it at zstackprotocol.com. I may have had COVID before him, but very mild. He wasn't as lucky. My question is, if he gets sick again, will he give it to me, or am I now protected with natural immunity?
I love these questions because I just love to see what you're going to say. Connie, you have several things going on. You are definitely in the grip of the mainstream media, Big Pharma's lies. And I want you to take a step back. The PCR test has no ability to diagnose anything. I don't know what you had. Maybe you had a summer cold. Maybe you had a certain flu. You still live in a world filled with organisms. Some of them are good and they help you, and some of them are not. You have a bigger problem on your hands that you have a partner in life who chose to have these shots and now knowingly is putting you and the rest of the family in danger. And that's an issue you'll have to deal with on your own. And yes, by the way, as his immune system degrades and he becomes more sick, and breeds more things like bacteria that you can't avoid in large numbers, you are going to be at risk for getting sick from whatever he starts to breed in his body. How do you do, Stu?
Dr. Jane Ruby, you can submit her, you can submit your questions in her Telegram, t.me/drjaneruby. This is powered by mypillow.com. Mike Lindell, the Patriot over there. By the way, mystore.com, if you use promo code Stu over there, you get deep discounts on all of the products outside of MyPillow products. It's to replace the satanic, demonic Bezos. And I think it's really great because they're all American-made products. So make sure that you get to mystore.com and use promo code Stu. Dr. Jane Ruby, thank you so much for being here and answering questions on the People's Bullhorn.
You bet.
Hello, everyone. I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for all your support during these times. They've canceled culture. They've canceled our box stores, our shopping channels. Now they've even tried to debank me, and it's all because they want our voice canceled. Buying today also helps support Stu Peters' show, which is one of the best podcasts, best shows you're ever going to watch, because he speaks out like it is. He tells the news. What a concept. Well, today I'm going to pass the savings on to you. You get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99. And if you order today, I'm going to give you my book, free. By the way, my book, this is the American dream. This is what it is. This is what we're all fighting for. This is what we're not going to give up on. We're not going to lose our freedoms. You use promo code STU. You guys, this is the best price in history because of your great support. Thank you all, and God bless.
One of the best and most natural, critical, crucial minerals that you can have in your body is magnesium. Magnesium is responsible for your body's overall function. Magnesium combats stress and anxiety. Magnesium combats low mood and depression. Magnesium prevents sleepless nights. Magnesium is so crucially important to keep you from an early grave. And 75% of Americans suffer from a magnesium deficiency. Do you know how important this is? Do the research for yourself. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Magnesium Breakthrough has the 7 most important types of magnesium and the exact appropriate amount of magnesium that you can take in one capsule every day. Prevent an early grave by preventing these sleepless nights. Who doesn't have stress and anxiety? Prevent this low mood and depression. Stay away from big pharma chemicals and poisons. Put the appropriate amounts and the right types of magnesium in your body. It is definitely a lifesaver. MagBreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Go there and use Stu Peters 10 for 10% off, as well as free shipping at MagBreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Bradley Burris's son was born 1 week ago at UNMH. That's the University of New Mexico Hospital. In accordance with his principles and his rights as a parent, Bradley chose to forego all invasive medical procedures for his newborn son, including vaccines, as well as that heel prick, which tests a child's blood in order to test for rare diseases. Well, in response, Bradley says that the nurses at the hospital began to apply aggressive pressure tactics onto both Bradley and his wife to try to frighten them into accepting these procedures. They told appalling stories of disease and death and then tried to scare them or force Bradley's son to stay in the hospital for a longer period of time, even though he was perfectly healthy. Well, eventually they escalated again and threatened to get guess who involved? Yes, CPS. But Bradley was able to overcome these threats and get his child home. We wanted to talk to him about his strategy and what other expecting parents can learn from it, because this is really important. To that end, Bradley joins us now. First of all, congratulations. We applaud you for standing up against these tyrannical child traffickers at CPS. How did you overcome this?
Well, thank you very much, Stu, and I appreciate the opportunity to come here and tell my son's story.
Of course.
So it was basically what ended up happening was we said, you know, my child was born healthy boy, nothing extraordinary about our circumstances. So what I'm about to discuss is actually standard procedure for every baby that goes through this facility. My child was born. We said no to the vitamin K shot. I had done research on that and understood that it possibly causes jaundice. It overworks their little livers. So we said no to the vitamin K shot. It's very rare that a child needs a vitamin K shot, actually. So we said no to that. Then we said no to the hepatitis B shot after that. And at this point, they were starting to get a little bit annoyed with me.
Because hepatitis B is a disease, by the way, that is normally contracted by people who have multiple sex partners or use intravenous illicit illegal street drugs.
Exactly.
And your son is not a prostitute, nor is he a crackhead.
No, I kept wondering, and they couldn't give me a logical reason for that either. I said, what does a newborn baby need a hepatitis B shot for? He's in no danger of contracting that disease whatsoever. But they were pretty insistent on it. Again, I said no. At this point, they were pretty irritated with me. I could tell that they were speaking in the back room and they were talking about our situation. And then they showed up in the middle of the night while my wife was very tired. She had just given birth. She was exhausted. I was in there wide awake, just watching over my son. And these nurses come in with this plastic tray full of, what looked like torture devices. I mean, it was weird. And they tried to begin the heel prick process without even saying a word to us. They didn't tell us what was going on. I just sensed it. I said, if this is the heel prick procedure, I think we're going to opt out of it. And they immediately recoiled as if they are almost never told this. They couldn't quite believe that I had said no to this thing. And again, they didn't even tell us what they were doing. They were just going to begin this procedure. So they walked out of the room after that. And from that point, Stu, it was all out war for my son. I mean, they they probably sent four different RNs to the room to debate me and to intimidate my wife. They tried to make the claim that my son was jaundiced, so we had his levels checked with the non-invasive procedure. His bilirubin levels were at an 11, which is normal for a newborn. 10 to 15 is a normal level. His were at an 11. And they said, oh, these are gradually going up. In about 4 hours, we're going to have to take him and put him under a UV light for 24 hours. So we need you to get this heel prick test done because that's the accurate way to test for bilirubin levels. I said, no, I think the machine that you have is just fine. Come back in a few hours. We'll test those levels again. And if they have gone up drastically, we'll go from there. Luckily, like I said, my son he did not receive the vitamin K shot. So his jaundice levels were normal. And they were beginning to lose the debate on this. So they left the room again. The first RN who came to debate me left the room. I opened the blinds in my room and pushed my son's crib a little bit closer to the sunlight to get some indirect sunlight. About 4 hours later, another nurse came in to debate me and check his bilirubin levels. They had gone down significantly to an 8. So now he was completely out of any danger at this point. And I was surprised that instead of an attitude of, oh, good, his levels are improving, he's actually perfectly healthy, they were disappointed.
Disappointed. I was going to say, unbelievable. This is your child. You're fighting for your child. These are choices that you get to make that a child of that age obviously cannot make on their own. And so it is your God-given duty to protect your son, your newborn son. And I just want to say this, and I'm going to let you continue. I applaud the hell out of you, but also especially your wife, because I will just say this. You can call me sexist. A lot of women will cave to this pressure. They will. They want, out of love, of course, because they want what's best for their kids. And we have been programmed and indoctrinated for decades to just trust in the white lab coats and in the medical institution that they are there to protect our children. They are not. And I applaud your wife for recognizing that and for allowing you to continue waging war with these people who are just there as a racket. This is all profiting. This is what they can bill your insurance company for. And these vaccines are paid out big money to these big pharma companies who are profiting trillions of dollars to kill kids and give them autism and everything else. Okay, continue.
Absolutely. And to your point, they would wait till I was out of the room. If I had stepped out for a moment, all of a sudden they would show up and start talking to my wife. Mm-hmm. Because they want to take advantage of that caring nature.
Yeah.
She wants to protect her son. I walked in and they were talking about, if his jaundice levels go up, he's in danger of brain damage. Brain damage levels of jaundice don't happen until bilirubin levels are around 25. I mean, we were in the single digits. We were just fine. We're in a high altitude, so all the infants born here have a little bit of jaundice. But God bless my wife for standing her ground, because there were some points there where she was really scared. She thought, I don't want anything bad to happen to my son. And these women are coming in here and treating her like she was a bad mother. So I definitely have to applaud her strength as well for doing that.
At what point did they get CPS involved, and how did you defeat all of this and finally get your son the hell out of there?
So that was the final boss. They had their head RN come in, and she said, well, we're not quite to the point of contacting Child Protective Services, but we're just about there. At that point, my jaw dropped. I think she was trying to goat me into some kind of anger. She wanted me to rage out or something so that she could, use that to her advantage as well. I stayed calm, and I recommend everybody in these situations, don't freak out. Just stay calm and stand your ground, because they will use anything against you, including your anger levels, to get at your child. So at that point, I said, no, we're good parents. We're not, my wife and I are both successful. I'm a college graduate. My wife works, she has a successful career at the VA. She does well. And, there was just no reason for it. I was astonished that they would even bring that up. You know, it was the same thing. Well, we're not even close to brain damage. Why even bring that up? Well, we're not even close to CPS. Well, then why even bring that up? So it was from top to bottom, it was an absolute awful experience. It was supposed to be a pure, wonderful, miraculous experience. I recommend fatherhood to everybody. It's an incredible 10 out of 10.
So do I. Yes.
But they came in and they wanted to ruin that for us. And they would have if they could, but thank God I got my son home safe. No vaccines, no circumcision, no heel prick. And I also wanted to point out with that heel prick, they send that data to an NIH database in Oregon. What does that have to do with my son's health? What does that have to do with anything besides getting a payout from the NIH or the labs or whoever this comes from? And you know, in my original post, I described these women as demonic because I can't think of any other logical reason they would have this bizarre obsession with lancing my son's heel and milking a vial of blood out of him. Like I said, they were disappointed that his bilirubin levels weren't high enough to harass us and you know, corral us into that situation. So
they weren't going to get the money by shoving all of these poisonous vaccines, which, by the way, are more likely to give your son brain damage than anything else that they were talking about. So they were going to milk the money out of the CPS system, and CPS was going to profit, colluding with the hospital to take that son of yours, that beautiful son, and traffic him into the foster and adoption services system, where you probably would never have seen him again. They were trying to get you. You're absolutely right. And I appreciate you giving the advice to stay calm. Bradley Burris, you're a tremendous father, and congratulations on the birth of your healthy baby. And thank you for protecting him. A lot of men just don't do that.
Thank you, Stu. I appreciate everything you do. Keep at it, man. I look up to you.
Oh, thank you. A lot of new fathers can look up to you as well. We have to protect our kids. And also, you have to protect your money. They're going to reset the financial system, reset everybody to zero. You will have no money. Everything that you've worked hard for to earn and to save will be completely gone because they need that money. They have to fund the proxy war, the fake undeclared war that we're fighting against Russia in Ukraine, to cover up for the bioweapons labs and child pedophilia cabal there, for the Taiwan money, activating the military-industrial complex to enrich and empower those in the DC Beltway to your demise, using it to inflict these painful, communist, overreaching, overbearing, tyrannical mandates on the masses. We are funding the murder of ourselves and our children. Get it out of the system and get it into physical gold and silver. Call GoldCo today, 855-706-GOLD, 855-706-GOLD. When you do, GoldCo will give you up to $10,000 or more in free silver with a qualified account. These people are helping an unprecedented amount of Americans to protect everything that they've worked hard for by protecting their money with gold and silver, physical gold and physical silver. Get your $10,000 or more in free silver with a qualified account when you call GoldCo, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. Welcome back. So a few weeks on this program, we spoke with Bobby Ann Cox. That's the New York lawyer who won a legal victory blocking New York's Department of Health from creating regulations that would allow them to actually kidnap people and send them to quarantine camps for as long as they wanted and wherever they wanted. Could be hundreds of miles away. But now New York Attorney General Letitia James is actually fighting that, trying to get that ruling overturned so that she possesses the power to kidnap you and lock you up, specifically if you're unvaxxed, presumably. Michael Caine is a New York special ed teacher who has helped lead the fight against vax mandates in that state. He organized a protest today against James's tyrannical actions, and we wanted to call into that protest during today's show, and to that end, he joins us now. Michael, thank you so much for being here. You're live in New York City at this protest. How are things going?
Things are going great. You might see over my shoulder here, we got a truck that is saying, end the tyranny, no quarantine camps. That truck's been riding all up and down 125th Street in Harlem. We've been handing out flyers, thousands of flyers. We've been having conversations with people. I'll show you some of the activists who have said, I know and love Tish James. I can't believe she's doing this. I never heard of this. Why isn't this on the news? So people of all cultural backgrounds, all different races, Democrats, different political persuasions, didn't even know about this. Some of them, their jaws dropped when we talked about it. And right behind me here is a whole bunch of activists. I'll just scan them for a little bit, show you. We have activists that are here with Stop Hochul's Quarantine Camp flyers that are being handed out. We have literally handed out thousands of them. We have people with their signs here. We even have children that are here handing this stuff out. Here we have Kevin Nathaniel, who's been doing a great job handing this stuff out. Look at this little brother right here. No quarantine camps in New York. It's just fantastic. So sometimes the main thing, people just got to know. People just got to know. And if people aren't out there like you, Stu, letting people know and telling them what's going on, they wouldn't know at all. The last thing I'll say is that what reason you're hearing so much noise is there is a concert here for Senior Citizens Day that the Democrat politicians are holding right over here, which is kind of nice, but most of the senior citizens are shocked when we tell them about this. They don't like it.
Yeah, this is an unprecedented power grab by a state's attorney general in America, where we're supposed to have autonomy over our own bodies. And now, as a result of making a decision that goes against the big pharma, big corporate government crime syndicate narrative, they're actually threatening to take people and kidnap them. I mean, this is not being hyperbolic. This is not exaggerating. That's the power that Letitia James is fighting for, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the power. They could kidnap you. They could put you in a hospital. They could put you in a prison. They could put an ankle bracelet on you and keep you in your home. They don't define it. They could force medical procedures on you. That's how broad that this language is. But thankfully, we got dozens, nearly 100 people out here today, and we're handing out thousands of flyers, and the response has been fantastic. So my real message to people is tell people. Let people know, because the mainstream media is stopping this. So let people know about Stu Peters' great broadcast. Hand out the stuff that Children's Health Defense is handing out. That's who's been sponsoring this and getting this out there. We have to get the word out there, even just one person at a time, because we are powerful and we can end this. We can stop this.
Well, although be it as a special ed teacher in New York, your job is far more heroic than mine. If you ever decide to leave the field, please contact me, because you'd make a great reporter for the Stu Peters Show. Excellent reporting. Michael Caine, tell everybody there that the Stu Peters Show says hello. Keep fighting for your rights. I can't believe this, actually, honestly, that there is a person in America that's actually fighting and using their authority from their pulpit to fight to lock people down in this country. And shame on the rest of the media, the corporate government crime syndicate funded, big pharma funded cable news outlets and major broadcast networks ought to be absolutely ashamed of themselves for not getting this out. Michael Caine, thank you for your fight. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Stu.
Of course, anytime. More of this thing is exactly what we need in this country. That's a group of dissidents out there. You heard him say, we've got Republicans, we've got Democrats, everybody's appalled that Letitia James is trying to do this. Nobody knew about this. Of course not. Because part of the corporate government crime syndicate is the corporate media. They're in on it. Just like, with the exception of a few notables like Paul Gosar, every sitting member of the United States Congress, every U.S. senator, they're all sold out. The inflation of bribery and blackmail material and Mossad-type operations that are taking place in this country that force these elected representatives into a position of power-seeking and soul-snatching. Stop pretending like we have some representative form of government in this country. It is gone. Nobody is there to represent us. Nobody is riding in on a white horse to save this country. It has to be us. It has to be you and me and people like Michael Caine and all of those that are there at that rally in New York City right now, fighting against, can you imagine, an attorney general in this country who's appealing a ruling that blocks New York's Department of Health from creating regulations that would allow them to kidnap you. And we have somebody in this country who's fighting to appeal and overturn that ruling that blocks that very thing. Absolute insanity. Be a dissident, because the construct of Republican and Democrat and conservative and liberal, it's all fake, and it's designed to make you believe that we still have some form of a constitutional republic left intact, a representative government we do not have. We are the representatives of us. We have to be the ones that stand up everywhere, all over this country, big cities, small towns, everywhere. Be a dissident. Do not recognize this fake and illegitimate pedophile in the White House or any form of government that is oppressive to your individual rights, to your God-given inherent rights. They are ours and they are inalienable. Do not give them up. Stand your ground. Do not give these people an inch. We will take our country back. In Jesus' name. Period. That is the goal of this program. Assisting in that defeat, assisting in that victory. One piece of the pie in this big, huge, well-oiled machine of Americans, God's creation, human beings, people, not identifying as some certain religious or political ideology group. No, one body. One body. All right. Whether you are a C-level executive or a business owner or an entrepreneur or a special ed teacher like Michael Caine, a dissident in New York City, a future Stu Peters Show investigative on the Street Reporter, there's no doubt that every day you experience roadblocks and distractions that disallow you from being as driven and focused and creative as possible. Overcome those roadblocks. Nootropics brain supplements. Go to nootopia.com/Stu Peters. This is the on switch, the light switch for your brain that keeps you on your toes. Nobody should be able to pull the wool over your eyes like this corporate media that's part of this corporate government crime syndicate. Nobody should be able to dupe you. Be on your toes, be focused, be creative, be the best employee, the best boss, the best coworker, the best mother, the best homeschooler, the best father that you can be, the best dissident that you can be. Go to nootopia.com/Stu Peters, nootopia.com/Stu Peters. Here you will find all of the brain supplements that are the on switch for your brain, that have you performing at your peak cranial performance from the minute that you open your eyes every single day. They're 100% legal, non-addictive, and 100% safe. There is a custom formula for you awaiting yourself at nootopia.com/Stu Peters. Go to nootopia.com/Stu Peters. One more time, nootopia.com/Stu Peters. We are out of time for the day. Make sure that you go and subscribe. Be a part of the Stu crew at the allnewstupeters.com. Until tomorrow, God bless you.